Dab and Tench, theatrical idiots.
Isn't it?
It's my favourite place. I started my career in Edinburgh.
Did you? Where was that?
I was at the Pleasance Courtyard shouting at people into queues, you know. Get against the wall!
That's a job you'd be very suited for, Tench. Did you get good notices for it?
Oh, yes. 5 stars. Well, 2 stars. They all read like 5, though.
Ah, yes. Well, they're the ones they clipped on your little badge that you had.
Yes. I also won the biggest cop competition that year.
Was that a description of your penis or your personality? Well, anyway, we were due to be on about 30 minutes later, but unfortunately, we had to curtail our research in the pub due to being thrown out, didn't we?
Yes, well, have you ever been to Greyfriars Bobby's Bar?
It's quite a nice pub, isn't it, Tench?
Yes, well, yes. I was explaining to locals that who Greyfriars Bobby's was. He wasn't a dog. He was a dog molester. He was a man who would sneak into churchyards at night, finding little doggies sitting on their owner's graves, and he'll bum them! It was horrible!
Tench, are you claiming that the Scots, as a nation, will commemorate with public statuary someone who sexually assaults dogs?
Have you seen that little dog's face on that statue?
He did look startled.
Yes.
Good lord.
Oh, little bastard.
Dear me.
So anyway, I was describing to the chap in the pub exactly how the chap inserted his own member into his whiskey, and it accidentally went off.
Yes, he wasn't overly pleased with that, was he? With your male extrusions in his drink.
I called it a Jizzy Bailey's.
I don't think he really bought into it, did he?
No, the man's a fool.
No, he very nearly pummeled us. He was a big man, wasn't he, Tench?
Oh, frightening man. At least 72 feet tall.
At least if he was an inch. And we came very close, ladies and gentlemen, to getting beaten to within an inch of our miserable lives.
Yes. We were chased, weren't we?
We were. Luckily for us, he seemed loath to let go of what must have been at least a treble of single malt, so insisted on straining the sticky lumps out through his teeth and his moustache before chasing after us with a look of hatred and murder in his eyes, and then occasionally having to stop to be violently sick all over himself. It was a repellent but oddly compelling spectacle as the cycle repeated of sip, chase, vomit, sip, chase, vomit. And it was only really that let us escape, wasn't it, Tench?
Yes, thank God. And thank God I'm on the Rowan Atkinson diet.
Yes, well, yeah, you're looking good for it. And I can tell you're on that one because your face has gone all rubbery. So anyway, shall we get on with what we're here to show, ladies and gentlemen?
We're here today. I mean, most of you wouldn't have ever met an actor, I'm sure. And if you had, they would have probably been quite far away from you.
Yes.
Probably poking away with a stick, going, "Go away!" Ah, poor people. So, we're going to give you a little insight into the theatrical arts today by just giving you some clips on little projects we're working on at the moment.
Yes, now, I was going to start off by showing you a little piece from my last Easter play, A Visit from the Easter Bunny. It was picture the scene, Tench. A room full of children, their faces lit up in awe and expectation. I enter, clad in my black PVC backless bunny costume, and hop round the stage, calling out to them, "I'm coming for you, children!" All the while, laying the hand-painted ping pong ball Easter eggs that I'd previously secreted within myself.
I can't see the children liking that very much.
Well, no, in retrospect, I should have seen that they wouldn't really, shouldn't I? And children these days, they're not going to go for anything hand-painted. They want shiny things, don't they?
How do you make them shiny?
I covered them in shards of broken glass for the next performance. So I don't perform that one anymore. Instead, I'll be directing you, Tench. Marvel. In an excerpt from my latest masterwork, The Play With No Name. So first, I think we need to discuss the costume. I've been thinking long and hard about the appropriate costume for the character of Brian the Greengrocer. So, clothes off.
I'm not disrobing in front of the ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, come on, Tench, all of them.
No. Oh,
how do you expect to get in touch with your inner character without stripping away the artifice of clothing?
I like clothes.
It's at times like this I'm reminded of an old adage told to me by one of the finest actors of his generation. He said, the eyes may be the windows on the soul, but the testicles are the saloon doors to the character.
Would that actor happen to be you?
It may have been, I can't really remember now. It was a long time ago. But anyway, how do you, surely you're missing out on a great help in the theatrical arts if you're not naked.
No, it's a good thing to be clothed. I find that most people will respond to that.
Of course, you must know what the most important aspect of acting is, Tench.
Projection!
No.
A heroic stance!
No.
It's
timing, Tench, timing!
I was about to say that.
Exactly. And how do you expect to get the rhythm of your character without your fleshy pendulums to help you?
I'll just keep them on.
Suit yourself, it's your loss. Now, as I said, you're playing Brian the Greengrocer. He's a tragic character. His parents were both killed in a terrible accident involving seaside donkeys. And his childhood sweetheart and fiancé has recently eloped to run off with a double glazing installer. Now, I'm sure, Tench, you can think of the exact pose to convey the existential angst and dread that this character must be feeling. Yes, that's right. Squatted down on your haunches, reaching out towards the audience. Not bad, Tench. We'll make an actor of you yet. Now, yeah, you're asking them to save you, so give me a beseeching expression. That's more mildly plaintive. Come on, I really want beseeching. Better. Now whimper. Whimper like the beaten dog you so resemble. Excellent. Now hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
How long do we keep this up for?
3 hours for the matinee, overnight for the evening.
Oh, I can't do that.
Tench, you've ruined it. You've ruined my... Everyone, out!
Out!
Come
no,
on,
stay,
all of
you! Stay.
God, I can't bear for you to watch me in this farce!
Calm down, boy. Calm down.
Oh, God. Well, you've spoiled that, haven't you, Tench? Let's see what execrable dollop of pabulum you've got for us today.
Well, I have something very special for you today.
Have you?
We know my builder was working down in Stratford.
I do remember you saying you had a man in recently.
Funny. Yes, well, he was knocking through a back door and happened upon a script.
Yes?
An actual page from a Shakespeare manuscript.
And,
good Lord, Tench.
I've got it with me.
A genuine, undiscovered work of Shakespeare?
Yeah, right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something you'll be telling your grandchildren about.
Or even right here. Would you like me to form it?
Oh, do go on, Tench.
I think this is the most exciting moment of your life. Upon my troth, I see thy girth hath improved with feast of slim drink through thy lady's Wembley patch has sprung, like a duck in a gate. Down at hill through screeches thy unbridled lusty buttocks, through a flagon of mighty strength hail, and no more nails. Do hold thy tiny shells precariously above the vision box. But I, in all juicy fruitiness, it resembles nothing more than a crumbling soffit, a jaggeroth of doom, sitting atop a useless comb rack. It jiggles and laughs, but only for a wretched cactus to come and flay away all the joy. Monster thou art! And swollen at that most rude of man places you is. Fornicator,
rubber of the holy oil of Sodom into the breaches of Gomorrah. Tempest brews and ships quiver in their rigging while I do reveal that this idiot actor paid £75,000 for this badly made bardic fake, and only now is he coming to realize his error while bellowing this to an empty room in Old Reeky, while I doth lay on a beach in Barbados, wanking.
Well done, Tench. Let me have a look at that. It's typed! Did that not give it away?
They had typewriters back then. I'm sure they did. They're quite older typewriters.
Oh, God. Have you got anything else?
I've got one more thing.
Go on, then.
Well, remember how I was saying the other day that my little niece, she very much enjoys Rastamouse.
I believe the kids quite like him these days.
Down with the Rastamouse.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I figured that kids really needed to go to like the classics.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I thought that I should combine Rastamouse with some Charles Dickens. I call this Rasta Scrooge.
Malia was dead to begin with, man. There is no doubt whatsoever about that. The register of his funeral was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to. And tink! Did you like it?
For the love of God, Tench, tell me you're not planning on blacking up when you perform that.
It's edgy. You said I needed to be more edgy.
No. We've been through this. Do you remember when we had the pin board and we wrote all the things on the bits of paper and you had to say whether they were edgy and raw or 1970s style racism?
Oh, God, I've got it wrong again, haven't I?
Yes, Tench, you have.
I've invited Gary Wilmot to the opening night.
Oh, God, why?
I thought he'd give me a good write-up.
I never thought I'd hear myself saying this, Tench, but have you got anything safer?
Well, I do have one more thing.
Go on, then.
I'm working on a little piece for the National.
Yes.
National Exhibition Centre, the you know, those little quick video things out on.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's a piece of Shakespeare, okay?
Actual Shakespeare.
Actual Shakespeare.
This time.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Oh, I'm more beautiful and more temperate. The wind may shake the darling buds of May. And summer's leaves have all too short a day.
What is this?
It's the rousing opening scene from Henry V. You know, the St. Crispin's Day scene?
Tench, you went to RADA!
Yes, I was at the Rotherham Academy of Dance and Acting.
So how can a RADA graduate not know the difference between Henry V and the Merchant of Venice?
That's it. You belittle me at every turn!
Yep, I'm trying to keep you in line, you idiot!
You bastard!
Messrs. Dab and Tench were ably assisted by Andrew Wilson and Martin Wolfenden. It was a Gentleman's Review production for the internet. For more information about this podcast, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com/DT.